Hi, 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 hi. That's a new introduction, isn't it?
It is.
The jingle still goes. Dun, 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 dun. You like it?
I do. I love it.
Do you guys like it? Or do you hear it and go, I want to end it all?
Well, if you don't like it, it's too bad.
It is too bad.
It's too bad.
We've paid our money. It's over.
Yeah.
We actually haven't paid any money for that.
I was going to say.
Which you might have been able to tell. But today, we got a jam-packed episode. I've been excited about this one for some time. As you can see, Chloe's looking wonderful in her sort of euphoria getup.
Ooh.
It is euphoria-esque, yeah, kind of. With those penis earrings. Yep, if you're listening, good luck working that one out. But if you're watching, you can see, that's what everyone wears.
Yeah, Sam's got a pink pea cap on. Looking awfully Valentine's Day.
The peak cap, not to be confused with the peacock. Sometimes people mess that up.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how you're messing that up.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
How are you?
I know there have been lots of spoilers, lots of hints, all these sort of things about the running club, but I wanted people to see my running club attire just so when we do the running club, they can go, that's him.
That's him, yeah.
Especially if you listen to the podcast, because if you watch and you don't know what I look like, you might have to get your eyes tested.
Well, I'm sure they'd recognize you by your voice. That's a crazy thing, is people are like, I didn't know what you look like, but I recognize your voice when they meet us.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never got that before.
Oh, I get
people
that.
Are just looking at me.
Times.
They love the face.
You are beautiful.
The moneymaker, as I like to call it. Yeah. But we are getting the Catch Running Club. We're going to put a date out.
Okay, someone must put a compilation together of how many times we've said we are starting this running club.
It is starting. Okay. I've made a commitment to do 100 days of running every day. So I'm 2 days in, which means I'm pretty close to quitting. we're going to do it. So we'll put a date. People can come, people won't, and then we'll find out a way to make money from it. So,
okay.
Ooh, just getting that out in the open.
Okay. Maybe we sell some merch there. We can do a double whammy. Wouldn't you guys like some merch? Maybe?
I would love for us to have some merch before we talk about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've got on the card today, we've got SA's new sort of drinking law. We've got a bit of the States of the Nation address. Ooh. Obviously, we've got people sent in their Valentine sort of days, how they're feeling. So if we're going to make the Monday morning podcast as well as the guest podcast a lot more interactive. So make sure you follow us on Instagram so that when we send out those questions or polls or stuff that you can get involved, make your voice heard. Yeah.
I think we could do it like every Sunday evening. We sort of pick something that we want you guys to get involved in, and I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so we've got Cyril Ramaphosa, State of the Nation, like I said, missing Chinese tennis player.
It's crazy.
Huawei. It's a fun episode. Yeah. And of course, like I said, Valentine's Day. So sit back, buckle up, and wait. What have you forgotten to do? Like the video. Come on. Subscribe to the channel. Come on, you lazy bastards. Come on. Chloe's got a very sad announcement about Show and Tell.
We've decided to discontinue Show and Tell. I also didn't have one, so that is why I've decided to discontinue it for the day.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
It's like saying you're saving money because you're not spending, but the reality is you're only saving money because you don't have any money. You know what I mean? It's kind of Sata Africa. No, I still think it's fun for the guests to do it, but I have run out of household appliances to attach a dreamy narrative to, so we had to stop it.
Yeah. Woof.
There we go. We do a proper bark.
Woof. Ruff.
No. Isn't that a thing? Like, I would never bark for him, and then the person does something.
Honestly,
so she barks for you, the podcast.
But I did want to say happy Valentine's Day.
To who?
To the viewers. Love you guys.
Okay. Chloe is always wholesome. You know, she. When I edit this podcast, she puts a smile on my face.
So cute.
Sue. Anyway.
Right.
Let's get into something that's not cute.
Get into it, yeah.
The new drinking age that's been proposed in South Africa.
I know.
On the eve of Valentine's Day.
I know.
So who are these people? They are, I'll tell you, the South African Alcohol Policy Alliance. I mean, what a terrible name. But they're trying to get the Liquor Amendment Bill that was approved for public comment by Cabinet in 2016. So that is, of course, to increase the drinking age to 21.
Crazy.
And then a 100-meter radius limitation around educational and religious mm-hmm. institutions. So let's unpack the first one, increase to 21. South Africa to increase the drinking age to 21?
No.
It's already at 15. That's 6 big years.
It's true, though.
Do you think this should be allowed, Chloe, or is it unconstitutional? Are they creeping up on our government, on our God-given rights to get swept?
But the thing is, people are going to do it anyways. You know what I mean? It's like during lockdown when they outlawed the sale of alcohol, we still drank.
That's true. Actually, no, I got sober.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I remember that.
There was a time before you.
Ah. Okay.
There was a time before you. Yeah, but I needed to get sober. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, just on this as well, you know, the states is...
Do you think we can do it, Chloe? That's the big question. Do you think we can get it to 21? And do you think people would respect those rules? You're dancing around this question like a drunk.
I know. No, I don't think you get to 21.
Do you think it would be supported by the public?
No, I don't. Do you?
I think there are a lot of people who are anti-drinking.
But I don't think...
And those people are called lames. Have a drink. Take the edge off. Come on. Life is hard.
It is. But do you think that there's enough people?
No, not a chance. We are the lawless.
Not a chance. Okay, but what else are they proposing?
Well, let's then chat about the 100-meter radius limitation on trade of alcohol around mm-hmm. educational and religious institutions. They're drinking wine in church. What's going on here?
That's true.
I get it, of like in terms of, you know, the Islam faith where people don't drink alcohol, but you know, you Vataslams know who you are. But what are people doing?
But I think it's that they can't sell it. I think you can still consume it.
Ah, I see. Mm.
So they can't be like a, you know, a spa liquor sort of like...
Yes.
Right outside church kind of thing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. No, I think if the Christians are drinking inside, people should be able to sell on the outside.
That's a good argument.
Bloody Christians.
That is a good argument. And I mean, within schools, I mean, I don't think there's a risk of 5-year-olds going to the nearest bottle store and drinking.
Well, there was ages ago that whole controversy. I don't know. I seem to panic around that word. Causes much controversy. And no, there was a mom who sent her toddler to school with a alcohol-free Savannah, and people lost their minds.
I think it's dumb.
It is dumb.
It is so dumb.
Maybe, you know, preschool is tough. You know, if you're not...
Take the edge off.
Yeah, if you struggle to sleep during nap time, you get ostracized.
It reminds me of that that meme of it's like this toddler and her... Not a toddler, like a 6-year-old. Her hair is all over the place. And they go, someone get her a Capri Sun on the rocks to take the edge off a hard day at preschool.
Chloe, how old are you?
I'm 21. One. 21.
So why are you doing 40-year-old explanations of memes? I find the only people that explain memes are parents. Are like, and then there was one, but they also explain like viral videos. And then the one person came and then the other, but. And you're like, oh God, this is...
Yeah, it's like my parents trying to explain a TikTok that they saw to me. It's also like if you show them a meme, they go, who's that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Barack Obama, my best friend. Come on, parents, take us seriously and keep letting us stay with you till you're 30. But the last thing about the alcohol sales mm-hmm. is that they're also banning... aiming to ban advertising on social and small media.
No way.
I don't know what's small media. That's maybe us. So while we can, drink.
Yeah, that Flying Fish sponsor, guys. It wasn't real, but we wish it was, you know? But that's crazy.
What will the influencers do?
I know. What will they do? They'll take to doing... Do you think alcohol-free Savannahs will be allowed?
But that's also the thing. It's like, they're like, no alcohol advertising. And then the biggest alcohol sponsor is like Castle-free. And you're like, oh...
Yeah.
Or an F1, Heineken, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Heineken 0.0, yeah.
But the 0.0 is smaller than, you know, Lewis Hamilton's ego. Ach, that doesn't make sense because he's got a massive ego and he could, rightly so, he's the best driver in the world. But yeah, so they're basically just promoting their own brand. Yeah. And I'm here for it. Like, you know, find loopholes and then dive into them.
Yeah.
When was the last time you dove into a loophole?
I thought you were going to say, what's the last time you dove into a hole? It's like, whoa. That sounds bad. If I think of a loophole, right? So when I was probably 10 years old, we would have to sign stuff at school, right? And you'd have to like agree to the class rules.
You know? Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, I spell my name with Chloe with two dots on the E. It's an umlaut. So whenever I'd sign stuff, I'd leave the two dots off of my E. So it wasn't actually my name. So I hadn't really signed it, even though I'm someone who would have completely followed the rules.
Forget Breaking Bad. Here's your criminal master. Yeah.
But I thought that was so clever.
Trevor Noah's got a hilarious joke about, you know, when people sign into estates or office blocks, it's the book of honesty that the security guard gives you, and you have to fill in your name, your reason for visit. And it's like, like someone here to murder people or steal is going to be like, you know what? Samuel Holmes. Here's my address. What is it again? Oh, there it is. And here's my cell phone number. Here's also my DNA in case you want to just need all the...
You just spit on it.
Yeah.
That is wild. That's wild.
So it probably will make things worse. The alcohol.
Yeah. Well, look at the US, right? I mean, they
look
probably... Look at them. Are you looking at them?
Straight on.
Straight on. Yeah. But I mean, really look at them. they
just had the Super Bowl. And for those of you who don't know what the Super Bowl is, it's massive in America. It's about as massive as the average citizen in America. Oh boy, it's big. People love the Super Bowl.
I mean, soundly speaking facts.
It's true.
Sorry.
I saw it was the highest food consumption day of the year in America is Super Bowl weekend. That's not a day. That's a couple of days.
Yeah.
So,
not even Thanksgiving. It beats Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did watch this video on TikTok where I get a lot of my arguments from. So don't fact check me on that.
That's crazy.
I know. People Jeepers. Love to eat.
Apparently Snoop Dogg was performing.
Well, apparently. This isn't guesswork. We saw him. We watched the video of him performing.
Allegedly. We like saying that now. Allegedly.
Allegedly. But yeah. So what was going on in the US? You said stuff was happening. You said we were looking at them.
I said we must look at them because teenagers start drinking probably at the same age that they start drinking in South Africa. We're saying
12.
Yeah, literally. It doesn't make that much of a difference. So here's an interesting stat, right? 30% of all 20-year-olds admit, so this was a survey in 2019, admit to drinking underage. And those are the people who admit it. So it's safe to assume, I think, at least half of all teenagers in the States are underage drinking. Which, I mean, fair enough. We're drinking at 18.
Yeah. An effective solution if we want to stop people drinking. Do you have any, maybe just drinking. Slam doors? Slam doors in people's faces, like our apartment neighbors. What the fuck is wrong with neighbors? Like, what is wrong with them? Why can't they close the door?
I know. Just say it a bit louder, actually.
Close the fucking door quietly. Genuine rage. No, I can't believe it. Look at me. I'm riled up. I know I am on a new anabolic steroids sort of cycle. What are we doing? Daily Dose of Dylan. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. People are inconsiderate.
Oh my God. On the weekend, right? Sam and I wake up. Just want to watch some nice series, right?
Just want to chill out on the weekend.
Just want to chill.
Rock out with your cock out.
No. Okay. But, no, just picturing that. Anyways. So we at up at 8:30 and then we just hear this like doof, doof, doof. It's a Saturday morning, mind you. And my neighbor across the road, he's busy. I don't know what he was hammering. He hammered away for probably 30 minutes. And I took a video. I was going to send it on the community group.
No, Chloe said, I'm going to send this to my mom. So she puts it on the group.
No, don't out me like that. No.
Don't talk about it.
I never said that.
Be about it. Meanwhile, me when I bump into my neighbor. Hey, how are you? Hope you have a lovely day. Okay, bye. But no, in an effective situation to stop this drinking, drugs. Get people hooked on the drugs. More fun. Safer. Probably not. But that's how you stop drinking. You can't fix everything at once. What do you think about that?
No.
No to the drugs idea.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
What?
What?
No.
No.
Please, no. The red frogs, they try to help you drinking. They don't try to stop you drinking. So I respect them for that. It's the only thing I respect them for. And, you know, their pancakes are sometimes nice. But the red frogs are weirdos. And yes, have they saved lives? Plenty. They're still weirdos. And I want that on record.
I've never met a red frog.
Count yourself lucky.
Yeah.
These people, they'll be converting you to Christianity.
While you're busy throwing up.
Whilst you've got half a bottle of vodka coursing its way through,
through your veins.
So anyway.
Oh my God.
The best solution for this alcohol thing is there is no solution.
Answers.
I don't have the answers.
Yeah.
Just trying to make jokes. So.
Yeah.
The Christians call it cranter. Christian banter.
Yeah. Is that real?
It's about as cringe as it sounds.
Cranter.
Oh, yeah. You know what isn't cringe, Chloe? I nearly called you South Africa.
Miss South Africa. I'm running this year.
Oh, God, please don't. I would divorce you. I couldn't support your Miss South Africa dreams. I'm
really?
Sorry. No, come on. You want to be in a beauty pageant when you could be doing hard-hitting news at Kets?
I'm sure you want to be with me when I win R1 million.
That is true. I will support you till the ends of the earth. Speaking of people that aren't supporting people to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
Huawei.
Huawei.
Huawei in the news.
Huawei.
And if you have an Apple iPhone, you probably never heard of these people, but they make phones. I think they're Chinese. Is that racist?
No, it's true.
And racist. But they are in the newspapers because 90% of Huawei's staff are foreigners. And my working theory is that because South Africans don't know how the fuck to pronounce Huawei. I'm not convinced. I'm saying Huawei? Hawaii? Huawei. How do you say it?
I've been saying Huawei this whole time.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So there's supposed to be 60% South Africans working in the company, immigration policies, labor laws, you know, it's all lots of fun. But they're only 10%.
Seems like Huawei is in trouble.
It does. It also brings interesting questions to the fore about, you know, protectionist behavior, looking after local things, which are too complex for us. The world is moving back to small villages and jobs for people who live there.
Yeah.
Xenophobia.
Not good.
Bad in South Africa. Julius Malema. Bad in South Africa.
Yeah. But I mean, how did it get to 90%? Surely South Africa should have been involved and seeing this going on. It almost just seems like South Africa is now like, oh, maybe we should step in because we're going to look bad as well.
I think people are like, yeah, the Huawei guys are like, yeah, you know, those Malawians, they work so hard. Everyone's like, you're like, ah, Malawians, they work so hard. I'm like, okay, I believe you.
So I see here, it's like Huawei said that, and this is a quote, they've committed to complying with local laws and regulations, but they are going against immigration regulations. So, and South Africa's suing them.
Oh, yeah.
Our whole country is suing them.
What are you going to do now, Huawei? Backs against the wall.
What would you do if you were being sued by a country?
If it's South Africa, I think I'd be fine. But if it's another place, I'd be start to get a bit shaky.
I sort of get a bit shaky. But
yeah, so they're looking for 1.5 million or 2% of the unit's revenue. And the big question is like, so where does this money go? Does it go straight to the government? Does it go straight to Dr. Zweli Mkhize? Who gets the money?
Digital Vibes.
Or do we boycott Huawei?
I think we kind of have.
No, I think rich people have. I think quite a lot of people, South Africans, love Huawei's.
Oh, I meant in terms of...
Check your privilege at the door, Chloe. We always say, check your privilege, check your anger. Just bring comedy, bring laughs, bring beauty, bring inspiration, bring fire. And what do? You bring privilege. I can't stand it.
Okay. I apologize. But I meant in the sense that the US has quite literally boycotted Huawei with trade bans.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to access Instagram, Google Maps... Love Google Maps. I have a terrible sense of direction. It quite literally means that it has been boycotted.
Okay.
So if you want to post your Insta thirst traps, don't buy a Huawei.
Have you ever girl-cotted anything?
Men, probably.
Or was it just boycotts?
You didn't. I'm so slow.
You're just like girl cut. Yeah, that's a word. That is, well, I mean, that you missed it there.
I did, yeah.
And speaking of things that are missing, oh boy, there's a Chinese tennis player, Peng Shuai. And again, you're probably going to go Google her name. Did I say it right? Is he politically correct? He's wearing a pink tennis cap on All Pink Podcast, and he resembles Chewbacca. I'm going to get some things wrong. No, Chewbacca's a great character.
Yeah, but you're a handsome man.
Who's saying Chewbacca ain't handsome? Again, Chloe, check your racism at the door. But yeah, so she spoke out against the Chinese government official.
Yeah.
About sexual assault and the wada. I'm not saying sexual assault is wada. I'm saying, you know, the rest of the story was wada. And she posted this like account on Weibo. And after 30 minutes, her name was blocked from online searches and she was nowhere to be seen.
How crazy is that? Can you imagine a country just blocking your name from searches? You literally can't find anything on her.
Blocked. Yeah, no, I mean...
Crazy.
The ultimate cancel is when the Chinese government kills you and covers up your death.
I mean, yeah, people don't know what happened. But apparently...
Allegedly.
If the Chinese government's listening, allegedly, she has reappeared and withdrawn her claims.
Where she reappeared?
Online. I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah. So people are thinking it's a bit suspicious.
You don't need Joe Rogan to think, okay, stop that narrative. You can be there listening and go, wow, this sounds fishy. Mm. And while we are on the topic of China. Why did no one tell me the Winter Olympics was happening? I think this is what happens when you host an event in a country that censors everything. Tough to market.
Facts.
I went to my parents' house the other day and I saw people snowboarding. I was like, what the fuck is going on
here?
Did
it start?
It's been going on for a couple of, I think a week now even.
No way.
The Winter Olympics is, and I must say, that shit is weird. But, you know, well done, China, Beijing. You know, you have a little weird regime there. No wonder people don't care about the Olympics.
You know, this all makes sense because I saw a TikTok about the Olympic Village and I was like, why is TikTok showing me this? This happened like 6 months ago.
Chloe, you can't say this all makes sense. Like you've cracked some great conspiracy. There's a global event going on that you just didn't know was happening. And you've seen a piece of content and you go, that's why. I might have to retire from this podcast.
Yeah, it's no, just...
They'd like it more with you, just you anyway.
It's just gotten too much.
But
yeah.
What's your favorite Winter Olympics?
Sport.
Event, yeah.
I think probably like skiing. Or no, sledding. Cool runnings. That would be cool.
Tobogganing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is a cool event. My favorite is the mopping that they do on the ice.
Oh, what's
that
called?
Curling, I think.
Curling, yeah. There you go.
I love that. When they glide across the ice.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sport.
Majestic.
But yeah. And then there was a 15-year-old Russian ice skater, figure skater, I think. Who knows? Yeah. Don't check me on that either. Popping hot for steroids.
15.
I saw a picture of her. She wasn't even jacked like me. So I don't know. She should probably get a refund on those steroids. But imagine being a 15-year-old on steroids.
Oh, my God.
And that's part like of a state. So Russia, China, you know what? I hope you're not listening to this podcast because we ain't got no love for you.
That's like...
That's why we're not famous yet because they censor us. The Russian government and the Chinese.
They've shadow banned us.
But also stop Asian hate.
Yeah.
Said it before, I'll say it again, Free Palestine.
It reminds me of Icarus.
Yes.
That steroids is in a lot of sports in Russia. Weren't they? They can't even compete as Russia.
Yes, yeah, so the ROC, the Russian Olympic Committee or country or something.
No, but you have to almost, I think you have to compete as like an individual because Russia has been... I think...
No, that's what I'm saying. It's the ROC. So they've got no flag. And without the flag, a human is completely lost in the world.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a shit. They're like, oh, you can't use the South African flag. I'm like, okay. I'm still here.
It's fine, yeah.
Let's bring it back to the South African flag.
South African, yeah. Cyril?
Squirrel. Ramaphosa.
Jinx. I was going to say Jinx.
Even though he is probably more of a poser, Ramaphosa. But people go, that's so white. And I go, you know what? You're right.
A squirrel who poses. Yeah.
And you're poral. No, doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we've had the State of the Nation address.
And boy, was it depressing.
And so boring. Like, I feel the State of the Nation address, there should be like a performer at the beginning, you know, just or have Sister Bettina, hey Barry, play something, get us Mendoza, guess what, he's back from the dead to perform at the State of the Nation address. You want views, there we go, everyone's watching, everyone's listening, everyone will be inspired. But no, instead we have nothing. We Cyril spends half an hour greeting people who are there. We're like, imagine you went to a bri, if you're late to a bri, you do the hi, and that's a plural hi.
Yeah.
And that's you know, it's the molo for the one, molweni for many, you know, you get it out the way.
Yeah.
If it's one person, you greet them, but hey, Chloe, how are you doing? Thanks for inviting me to your bride. Didn't know you bride, but happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
You know what I'm saying? Don't greet everyone. We're bored.
That's a good idea. I'd love to see them.
That was a good rant. That was one of my longest rants in a while.
Did it feel good?
Had some good points in it as well. R.I.P. Double HP as well. One of the real ones. If you know, you know. Those aren't real gang signs. But yeah, you've got some factoids about the State of the Nation address.
Well, should we break it down into, I'll give you the good news first and the bad news second.
Oh, well, I'll first, that's a great idea, but I'll first tell you the bad news is that, do you know what the State of the Nation address cost us to be addressed? 4 million rand. To be addressed? I've already got an address, bitch. What are you? 4 million rand.
And to be told bad news.
Yeah. And in previous... Okay, fair enough. Well done, ANC. In previous years, the event has cost as much as 9.2.
Yeah.
But in 2019, it was capped to 2.2 million rand, which still means we basically doubled it. But given South African logic, that's still way better to spend 4 than 9, so... Happy days. But I had to get that off my chest as well.
Yeah, fair. I mean, I think probably their logic was like, we spent 100,000 rand on it last year, obviously, because it was online. So let's just take the 2 million rand from last year and then just double it. You know what I mean?
The math checks out.
Even though we literally don't have the money. But imagine they are taxing us. I don't know.
Come on, Chloe, words.
You know, what I find interesting is, so they tax us 4 million rand for a show we don't want to see.
Yeah.
You know, we want to know what's going on, right? But I don't want to be taxed to hear bad news. Mm. You know?
It's like the opposite. You catch us for free and you get a good show. State of the Nation, we pay for and it's shit.
Yeah.
South Africa, man. So what were some of the good things about the State of the Nation address?
You want to hear the good news first. All right. Okay. So for all you weed lovers out there, you know who you are.
If you're listening, I am.
You sound like a goldfish.
Smoking the J. Smoking the weed. So yeah. Come on, Chloe, hit us with this good State of the Nation news. Yeah.
So they are looking to legalize cannabis, and they're going to be growing the cannabis market, which obviously job creation, that's awesome.
We're great at farming. We're a good farming nation.
We are.
So now ANC are trying to get that weed bag. Fair play to them.
Oui, I say. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. For all you anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, I guess good news as well. Good news for everyone. Lockdown laws will soon be a thing of the past.
So they're not going to be vaccine mandates.
Oh, that's true.
This is not good news. This is just like...
I was trying to get everyone excited about it, but Sam's right. That was silly.
Lockdown laws are going to become a thing of the past in the future, and our present... Who knows?
Still get vaccinated.
Or don't. Go to Miami. Lose your mind with all the other unvaccinated people. Oh, yeah. Don't come near the Kets running club if you're an anti-vaxxer. Miss me with that bullshit.
Miss me, yeah. And then...
Just get one J&J. Whoop. Done. Whoop.
I actually think you should get two. I think you should get boosted.
Yeah, but I had COVID, so the booster is soon. I'll probably get it next month or something.
Oh, exciting.
But I don't know if I'm going to get it, but that's another conversation for another day. Free my guy.
Yeah, Pfizer all the way. And the last thing that's good news is the social compact program that is apparently going to be rolled out in the next 100 days, which is awesome.
What is the social compact program?
I think it's going to try and raise a standard of living, job creation, sort of stuff like that. So lots of promises, but we'll see.
It's not even a promise. It's the social compact program. What does that mean? Compact. Fuck off. Oh, I can't.
I know.
And the bad is... Ramaphosa announced that there will be no basic income grants, but the COVID relief grant is going to be extended. So I don't know.
Yeah, I actually don't know what the difference is. I tried to find out the difference between how much it is.
In the actual monetary terms. Yeah. But you see, that's when you know that you are one privileged motherfucker.
I know, yeah.
I wake up every day and I thank the good Lord for winning the lottery. Not really, but I am aware that I quite literally won the lottery. Not only just being born as a human being, that's quite an amazing achievement, but also, you know, where you're born into the world.
Yeah.
You know, people are surviving on a 350 Rand grant. Mm. Oh. 350 Rand. For a month.
And it's hard to
get.
That's
crazy.
Like, it's hard to collect. It's hard to... They make the whole process so hard.
And then it's like offline. SASSA. They handle it. Yeah. So, anyway.
So now that we're depressed.
Okay, what about a joke about unemployment? I don't think it would work. Oh, yeah. Swinging for the fences here at Kits. Come on, YT, bring it back.
Okay.
But what I love the most about the State of the Nation address, and I mean, I watched it, and when I say I watched it, I didn't. But I walked past the TV a couple of times, and Cyril goes, South Africa has deep and structural problems. And then he stops talking, and I'm like, and everyone claps. I'm like, what the fuck? Of course we do. What are the solutions? But then he did go on to say that job creation, they're looking to do. I hope so.
Well, job creation's bad.
Oh, yeah. So high unemployment. They're trying to fix a collapsing school system. There's no water, electricity. There's failing roads and railways. It sounds like this is... We're literally in World War II and people have been bombing our infrastructure. But we've been bombing our own infrastructure.
So bad.
The ANC, being us, being we. Come on, Claire. Time for you to do a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I didn't have the rest of the joke.
It's the ANC with their broken promises.
Yeah. Okay, well, should we do one more bad thing and then we'll move on?
Okay, one more bad thing.
Okay, prepare yourself, guys. Okay. Load shedding. Surprise, surprise, is making unemployment even worse.
Oh, thanks, Cyril. What a genius you are to work that out.
I know.
That having no lights and internet and transport would actually lead to less productivity.
It's just so, so sad, the state of our country.
I've got to sit... I am a genius. So this is how we fix our electricity problem in South Africa. We adopt the European Spanish model of the siesta. So every day between 12 and 2, there's load shedding.
Yeah.
And between 12 and 2, we take the load off, we have a nap, we work out, we do whatever you want, but there will be load shedding every day between 12 and 2, given, guaranteed. And that's how we fix our problems. But knowing that, it would only get worse somehow. Just a suggestion, Cyril, take it or leave it from one cracker to a brother.
How did you gonna say from one cracker to another?
So put some Marmite on that cracker bread, Cyril. But yeah, actually, no, that's not as good a suggestion. What would you rate that suggestion out of 10?
I'd rate that a solid 8, but also because it's partially because I'd love to have a nap during the day.
That's true. But you'll nap either way. Rather nap when there's no electricity. That's right? How I see it.
Exactly.
Then one of the biggest events happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And you're gonna say, is it the 9/11? And also, I've made a lot of jokes about Oscar Pistorius on this podcast. Some have been funny, some have been not. You know, swinging for the fences, like I said. It's obviously the 14th of Feb, Valentine's Day, where he murdered Reeva Steenkamp. And sometimes we have to be serious. That was about as serious as I could be.
Brutally murdered.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose that was an attempt at commemoration, and then I just started freezing because I can't do serious things.
Yeah. Well, it's a very sad day, and I think that we should all be remembering that day. So as much as I think we try and keep it lighthearted here, I think that we must also recognize it.
It's not just for Reva and her family, of course. It's more the, you know, the telling gender-based violence issues that continue in South Africa. Yeah. So there we go.
Yeah.
No Oscar jokes today.
Oscar jokes, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
But the big event I was talking about.
Okay.
Wow, we are like a bipolar podcast. It's like jokes, depression. Jokes, depression. Shout out mental illness. But anyway, the IPL auction, the 2022 IPL auction took place. The IPL is the Indian Premier League. It's probably one of the most lucrative sporting events in the world in terms of player compensation. And what I think is so funny about this is that the players are involved in a live auction, which is filmed. So usually transfers and negotiations in like soccer and rugby take place behind closed doors. This auction is an auction in the sense that they'll say, Samuel Holmes is starting at 1 million rand. Do I have 1 million? And then people put up their
paddles. On a stage?
All the teams are there. The franchise teams that are bidding for players are there. The players aren't there. Their names just get called out.
So they're not all like standing in a group. Like one steps forward and everyone starts bidding on them.
This is not the Hunger Games of cricket. But I watched it and it was so crazy because it's heartbreaking. Because one person, you know, let's say, who's a very good cricket player that got money. Kagiso Rabada, South African fast bowler.
Yeah.
He'll get bid on and people get into a bidding war for him. And it's like, wow, so much attention. And then they'll call out another name like Tabray Shamsi.
Yeah.
And they go, going once, going twice. For the moment, Tabray Shamsi is unsold. Which blows. Okay, here's a cricket rant coming. Tabray Shamsi is the second best T20 bowler in the world. How has he not been picked for the IPL? And don't say it's racist because those are all Indian teams. So stop the Asian hate.
Yeah.
It's a travesty. Tabray, I know you're a fan of the show. Keep spinning. Just keep on
that
keeping on.
It's heartbreaking. That's like, you know, when you are like, I don't know, in high school or primary school and you're like, let's say you're even playing cricket during PE, you know, and there's two like sort of like captains and they get to pick who's on the team. How mortifying it is to be like the last one out of your whole class. And then the one captain has to be like, well, I guess I'm taking that one.
Yeah. And I mean, it was between you and the like kid on crutches and they're like, oh, fine, we'll take Chloe. Never experienced that myself, to be honest.
Really? But not a good sportsman.
How would you react to being auctioned? Sounds a bit sex trafficky, that.
It sounds slavery-ish. Yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah. So, speaking of this all, a South African, a young teen South African was bought at this auction. I mean, I thought child slavery was uncool, but it's different in the IPL. But it translates to around 6 million rand. Deurwald Brevis.
Jeez.
Oh, how, well done on matric. There you go, pat on the back. He has 6 million, obviously, because he's talented, but wow.
Does he get that 6 million?
Not all of it. But I'm sure he gets
transfer costs.
Transfer costs, all the agent, and it's split up into wages and that sort of stuff. But
wild.
I mean, secured the bag.
Secured.
So well
the
done, Deurwald Brevis. He's called Baby AB.
Baby AB.
Do you know why he's called Baby AB?
Obviously.
Why?
Because of AB de Villiers.
Oh, nice, Chloe.
Obviously.
Take a fist bump. Nice. Leo. I thought I was going to catch you lacking, but you came prepared.
Never.
Yeah. So obviously one for the future, and he's been identified by money, which means I hope he handles the pressure right. Because it's weird to be 18 and get a lot of money.
Yeah.
We saw what happened to Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Trying to hang on Selena. I don't know. Dancing. and then What I think we're going to jump into, we had some stuff we wanted to talk about, the Johannesburg CBD, yeah. But oh boy, it is too depressing.
It is also depressing. Should we jump into our Valentine's segment of the show? Okay.
So you guys wrote in on Instagram, like I said, at Kidsy Toast. Check us out. It's going to be a lot more interactive. And whilst I'm doing weird promo stuff, click the like on the video. We appreciate it. And remember that to subscribe across the board. Leave a little tasty little Apple review while you're at it. And we appreciate it so much when you send us in messages. We get like 3 or 4 a day, really. It means a lot. It would mean even more if you just took that message, literally copy-pasted it, and put it in a 5-star review.
That would be awesome.
I just shot the camera. All right, Chloe.
Do you want me to read them out?
Well, we'll do a couple each. We just won't read out the same ones. So we'll say your name and where you were born, and then read out what you...
And your ID number.
We'll obviously do this anonymously.
Yeah.
Just read out the funny ones, though. There were some lame ones. But go from the... Okay.
Should I go from the...
The begin, the bottom.
Okay. So, my date invited her friend to join towards the end of the night before I settled the bill. On Valentine's Day.
Is this a little threesome going on? I don't know. For some threesome action, I wouldn't mind paying, an extra...
Could have gone either way, but that is an L.
My date invited a friend to join towards the end of the night. Maybe the night wasn't going too well.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh.
She's not just like, this is so much fun. You've got to join.
You know what would make this date more fun? If my best friend came. So I had someone to
talk
to.
I know this is romantic, but like...
Yeah, shame. Oh no, hang in there. That does sound awful, especially if you had to spend money. Look after yourself, King.
Yeah.
Then someone also wrote in here, I currently have COVID. Here's my thing. If you're getting COVID now, you're kind of lame. Like no one cares anymore. You're like, I have COVID. You're like, okay, cool. It's like, like herpes back in the day. Everyone's had it. Sending you light, love, and a full recovery.
On this.
Right back to, we got to see you making sushi again. All right.
Hey, don't give it away. Okay, I've got the
Speaking
next
of sushi, the next one's also about sushi somehow.
Okay, you go ahead.
For fuck's sake, the plan was for takeaway sushi and a candlelit bath. All was going well until the soy sauce got spilled. What? Where is the soy sauce getting spilled? First, the candlelit bath. That sounds dangerous.
I think the soy sauce got spilled in the bath.
Oh. It's like, did you just have like diarrhea? No, it's the soy sauce. No, that sounds like a horrendous...
It doesn't sound that bad. Like, honestly, you are having a candlelit bath with someone that you're interested in. A little bit of soy sauce gets spilled in the bath. You're still eating sushi in the bath with your
You know what I don't like about bathing with the significant other is that for some reason...
Yeah?
No, that was too private. I decided not to share it fairly late in the game.
Okay, I got the next one. I sent a rose to the wrong twin in front of their whole grade.
That's mortifying. Twins are real people too. We have to treat them with more respect.
Yeah. My question is, though, right? I know they look the same, but they do have different names. So hopefully you'd know the name of the twin you were sending it to. So how do you get them mixed up?
And are twins anatomically... Do twins have the same bodies?
Sometimes, yeah. Oh, anatomically, is that
what
you're trying
to say? Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm trying to... Like, imagine you're one twin and you've got a big dick and then the other twin has a small dick. Yo, that's years of therapy, I tell you.
Yeah, it depends if you're fraternal or identical twins.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then someone wrote in here, I told him I didn't want anything for V-Day and then he literally didn't get me anything for V-Day. Woman... In general, you get what you deserve. You get what you ask for. We were told this at a young age. You don't want anything, you don't get anything. Imagine a guy who sent in a message like that. I mean, it could be a guy who sent in this message in the spirit of keeping things anonymous. But we're not mind readers.
Yeah, but I think for some women, it's hard maybe for them to be like, I want flowers. Like you shouldn't even have to ask, do you want something for Valentine's Day? You just get it.
I don't know. I think Valentine's Day is a cheat.
It's a scam.
Another person wrote in, sent Mary's Waverly banning roses because one student was sent dog food.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, I should have read that one. I haven't read these before, so.
Oh, my God.
That is, yeah, that's misogyny 101.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yucky. But you see, one idiot ruins this whole roses thing for everyone. The roses thing at school was fucking wild. Did you have it?
Yeah, we did.
Or at Cedar House, did they just send vapes to each other? No. Yeah, no, it was such a big thing. I'm convinced guys' moms were working overtime.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the one who always like, oh, I've got a girlfriend, but no one ever saw her and knew her name and she went to another school. He always got three roses and like long letters. I was like, that's your mom. Your mom is definitely sending in those.
I got a rose every year. And people would be like, no, 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 literally not from anyone. It was from my cousin.
Oh.
He went to Rondebosch. And he was so sweet. He'd send me a rose every year. But people would be like, oh my God, Chloe, who's that rose from, babes?
It's and then an I'd incest be like, rose. It doesn't count.
Yeah. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah. I got two more actually that are funny.
Okay, because I've got my Valentine's story to share.
So this person writes in, my first Valentine's Day with my boyfriend, now of 2.5 years, he took a shift at work for our Valentine's Day and I was so upset that he had chosen work over me. After a couple of days of stewing on it, I had a conversation with him, basically cucking on him. The next month was my birthday and I found out he had taken that shift to make extra money so he could buy me a really nice piece of jewelry for my birthday. Still feel like shit for cucking him out that day. Women are trash. You heard it here first.
Shame, poor guy.
That's a cute story in the end. It is, imagine he was actually not making money and cheating on you. Maybe that would have been what you deserve.
No.
Obviously not. Thanks for sending in that one, because that also was like four different stories. So it really took their time. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And the last one I'll read is, I got a rose at school and that said, please give this to your brother. And he's even written there, absolutely phenomenal. So that's someone who appreciates the game.
It's someone with a good sense of humor.
Exactly.
I think, yeah.
He's a big fan of the show. Good person. No wonder he was having a laugh.
Yeah. Maybe.
So what's your V-Day experience?
Okay. So this is when I was in grade 7. And we used to go to a... like it was Ignite, for those of you who ever went there. It was like a...
this is a church thing.
Yeah. It's like a... it's like a Friday night, like social sort of like group for kids in grade 6 and 7. And this guy comes up to me. And keep in mind, I was almost as tall as I am now back then. And so he's just like short sort of, you know. He puts his hand around my waist. But he's actually so short that it just goes around my bum. He's just groping my bum. And I was like, oh, this is awkward. And then he looks at me and he goes, you know, Chloe, will you be my Valentine? Because it was on Valentine's Day. And he hands me these chocolates. And I say, oh, thank you so much. But I'm an honest person, right?
She is.
So I say, but I won't be your Valentine. I'd rather not have a Valentine at all.
You can't take the chocolate.
No, he insisted that I took the chocolate. Like, I would have given them back. But he insisted that I take the chocolates. And I was like, oh, okay. But I wasn't going to give him like false hope. I feel like at that age, like if you someone's Valentine, then you're like practically dating.
That's a hilarious story. Yo, you should have just said, what would Jesus do? I don't think he approves of this whole Valentine's Day thing. Short, eh? Yeah. Bat.
Yeah.
Shame. He wasn't even trying to be creepy. He's just short, which makes you creepy, shorties.
Yeah, just groping my bum.
Respect the hustle though.
Yeah.
Speaking of people groping buns. Bums.
Boom booms.
The UFC happened. Again, we woke up nice and early.
Yeah.
I might die of a heart attack one day. I get so nervous watching the fights.
I know.
So nervous. Oh. But Israel Adesanya, he won the championship fight again.
Yes.
And he's lives in New Zealand, wada, but has Nigerian lineage. And it always, when someone like him or Ngannou or Kamaru Usman fights, and they've all got ties either to like Cameroon, Nigeria, African countries, for those of you that are lost, it always begs the question, is UFC coming to Africa?
Yes.
And if it were to come to Africa, Chloe, which city do you think the UFC should come to first?
It would probably go to Joburg.
I don't think so.
You don't?
In terms of international events, they usually like come to Cape Town.
Yeah.
So especially like sporting events, because the Sevens comes to Cape Town. Mm-hmm. Other things come to Cape Town.
I mean, you know a lot more about
that is true.
Sports.
I would say...
I'd want them to come to Cape Town.
If I was a UFC, I would do like... I would either go to Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
And go try full up like a 80,000 seat stadium, because there's so many people in Nigeria. And then you've obviously got like a Nigerian champ. Or I'd come to Cape Town because it's probably one of the most beautiful cities. Yeah, mm-hmm. Deeply divided, unequal. Hey, yo, we know that. But I think that would become like a UFC destination, because
yeah.
people would love coming here as yeah. well. So the UFC...
Yes.
The only thing that would break my heart about the UFC coming to Africa is that I'd have to sell like a part of my body every time to buy a ticket. The tickets.
How much are they?
They're not cheap.
What's
because
not cheap?
Even though? The EFC, which is like the South Africa or the African version of the UFC,
yeah.
tickets to sit like fairly close are over $1,500.
Stop.
Yeah. So you don't want to be at the back being like, who's winning? You want to be able to see. But I also think once you hear guys, it's like when there's body contact in rugby, it's like, whack, whack.
Well, that's like the heavyweight sort of like impact.
I know.
How much would you be willing to pay for a ticket to the UFC? Like, what's your like most that you would spend?
Most I would spend.
And it's someone you really wanted to watch fight.
I don't care if there was no one. I would want to go to the first UFC event. I think I could stomach paying 2,000 rand.
Okay.
It would hurt, but I could stomach that.
Yeah. Fair. I think that's a fair.
I'm saving up now. Send money. Send money.
We'll start a petition.
You know who also been sending money?
Who?
Well, let me pose a question to you rather. Okay. What do Adele, a grey pantsuit, and a stripper pole have in common?
What?
They like to get nasty together. Again, that's obviously Adele's trending again, not because she releases banger. Go easy on me. But because straight off the recording, the Graham Norton show, she just hopped over and started pole dancing at some exclusive club. And that's why we love Adele. I feel they've released Adele this year. Like they've let her, before they were like, she does a few interviews. Like, yeah, I like tea. I love singing. Now this year we've seen Adele unfiltered and she is fucking crazy.
She
but
is.
But I'm here for it.
She is bonkers.
She's batshit crazy.
Yeah. She's like, hey, you know what I'm doing? She's like,
I love it though. She's got a great personality. Great personality.
Yeah.
Who else is losing the plot?
Oh, Kanye West.
Kanye West has...
Yee Yee.
What? Yee Yee.
That's his name. Yee.
Yay.
Oh.
Tell me your words without telling me. Yee Yee.
Yee Yee.
Did you think, did you think that was Kanye? Yeah. So he's obviously beefing with Kid Cudi and Pete Davidson because of Kim Kardashian. And we don't like chatting too much about this stuff, but just go onto his Instagram to see a person who's damn near 50 years old lose his mind. He's just like posting all this shit about Pete Davidson and going absolutely crazy, like a mentally ill ex.
I think that he is mentally ill.
Yeah. And halfway through it, he posts a picture of himself. Go check it out on Instagram. With a notepad going, my account is not hacked. And the date. I mean, this is...
No, it's honestly like quite sad. He's like roasting Pete Davidson's tattoos. He's like... He's in all caps being like, my family will get back together.
And in between that, he's like, trust Jesus.
Yeah, it's a mess, but it's actually quite concerning and quite sad. But I think that he possibly, I don't know this, but deleted his Instagram and then got a new account, because I find it hard to believe that Kanye West would only have 11 million followers.
Yeah, and literally as I refreshed it, he deleted 8 posts. So it's quite... cool to know that he was on his phone while I was on my phone. Yee yee. Yay.
Yee yee.
Yeah, so he's absolutely lost the plot. It's quite embarrassing and it's interesting.
Shame.
It is just interesting. That what we consume in the media, and like it's just, I think, ridiculous how he and other people like Elon Musk manipulate the media to get what they want and to trend and to all that sort of stuff. But anyway, let's move to our favorite part of the show, overrated, underrated. Chloe, what have you got for me this week?
What have I got for you? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready?
Let's take it away.
And make sure if you're at home, you know, answer it for yourself.
Yeah. Have your own opinions. Process life.
Okay. Kaiser Chiefs, overrated or underrated?
Kaiser Chiefs are overrated. Some say they ruin people's weekends unnecessarily. People be having great weekend, drinking, dancing, partying, and then Kaiser Chiefs play. And now you're instantly depressed.
Fair. Okay. Valentine's Day, overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
Overrated is it's, fucking
it's the mainstream
opinion.
Media and capitalism making you feel useless for being single. And if you're in a relationship, but they get you to spend the money. True.
Oh. Okay, it's fine. That's just that camera.
Cameras are breaking. We persevere. We push okay. on through.
Okay. Cyril Ramaphosa?
Cyril is overrated. He's going to run for a second term. It's probably good that he gets it based on some of the people in the ANC, but he's not good. Okay. He's just cute and cuddly.
He is cute.
But he ain't good.
Kanye?
Kanye West is not Kanye Fresh. Kanye is overrated. His music's awesome, but this whole media persona... Just look how he finessed everyone with the whole Christian thing. Now it's like, where's that now?
No, he like makes money from this church that he has. Okay.
Like most churches.
And last but not least... Adele's pole dancing.
Severely underrated.
She did like a spin and then a drop. It was
She
majestic.
Is one talented human being. I love Adele.
And I kind of wish I was that pole.
Say that again.
Go easy on me.
Don't
go easy on me.
And I think that is, whilst our cameras switch off and sweat makes its way from my upper back down to my lower back. Oh yeah, what a journey. Thanks for joining us. In the words of famous UFC fighter and just good person, Yoel Romero, we'll see you soon, boy. Bye.
Bye.